Do we abandon ancient wisdom too early? In our quest for the new, many of us overlook the healing practices for both body and mind that have been around for centuries. David Bruce Leonard and a group of like-minded students of the healing arts are putting together a traditional earth medicine echo retreat on Hawaii Island that starts tomorrow. It'll draw on ancient Hawaiian practices as well as others from around the Pacific and Asia, and David is with us by phone from the Big Island. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right.
All right.
I'm always interested in the rediscovery of good ideas from the past that have kind of been neglected. Is that an area of interest for you?
Absolutely, yeah. One of the things I think, you know, we're sort of on a freight train of technology, and what happens is we tend to forget the things that are important about being human. And typically traditional cultures embrace those things. So I have a personal mission to revitalize those ideas of what makes us human and to bring them to the front, to merge them with current technology.
Well, you know, completely away from contemporary Western ideas, every culture worldwide has evolved ways of healing, both mental and physical, yeah?
Absolutely, and there's so much, you know, we've thrown out so many babies with so many bathwater bowls, you know, and of course this is sort of popular these days. It's sort of being rediscovered, but I think for a good reason. I think that there's not even plant medicine knowledge that traditional cultures have, but also psychological knowledge and integrated families and just a lot of spiritual traditions that are very rich and that can help us navigate our lives.
I'm interested that you said psychological knowledge, because a lot of us think of mental health issues as sort of an offshoot of modernity, yeah? But they have to have always been around, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the pressures are different now than they were perhaps, you know, a few thousand years ago. But
sure.
Absolutely. You know, we humans are the same the world over. You know, we have the same needs. We have, you know, we have rites of passage, and we need to connect with family. And we show up in our neuroses and our shadows in the same way all over the world.
Our neuroses and our shadows, did you say?
Yeah, our shadows are the parts of ourselves that we deny, avoid, and repress.
I've never heard that term used that way. That's an interesting way to look at it. It's kind of an effective way to look at it, isn't it?
Yeah, and traditional cultures will often use vision quests and things like that in order to help people navigate the parts of themselves that are challenging for them. And I think there's a profound wisdom in those cultures, and I really see the value in those practices.
You've also, in looking at the practices of many different cultures, you've probably seen a great many parallels among them, right?
Yes, fascinating. Even with I teach plant gathering practices, traditional plant gathering practices,
mm-hmm.
and they're almost universal. It's very specific techniques are almost universal, like using peripheral vision and engaging the bottom of the torso, the belly, things like that. Certain kind of breath techniques, keeping the spine in a certain position.
Very specific physical instructions about
how
to flourish.
Yeah, the Polynesians had them, and the Native Americans had them in there, and in India, Tibet, Nepal, you know. Just fascinating how, you know, human physiology is universal. So if a person in Tibet eats a certain kind of food and aligns himself in a certain way, they're going to get the same result as somebody would in Aotearoa or New Zealand.
It's pretty fascinating when you discover an identical practice between two cultures that could not possibly have had any communication with one another.
Yeah, I love that.
But there's a lot of that, isn't there?
There really is. And part of it is sort of, you know, we're so enamored of technology, with good reason, but I think there's a real need to re-embrace our humanity and re-embrace what makes us human. And in a lot of ways, our ancestors knew a lot more about that than we do today. At least that's my perception.
I think there's a lot of people who share that perception and sort of feel that they're in a morass that they're not entirely sure how to get out of.
Yeah, there's a real hunger for this all over the world. You know, as we become more technologically, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like an avalanche of technology. We cannot afford to lose the deep connection to the planet. you know, all traditional cultures have a deep connection to the earth, and that's not just you know, PR. That's real, and that's important. And the people that I know that are most deeply connected to the earth tend to be have the most peace of mind.
What do people who I'm wondering what people who come to you kind of as seekers say after they've learned some of the things that you have learned? What kind of reactions do you get from people you've worked with?
They really light up. And what I find happens is that it's not that, I mean, I don't teach people stuff. My teachers teach people stuff. But mm-hmm. there's this kind of, what happens is more of a recognition that what they knew was always there. You know, it's like they uncover a piece of themselves that was always there, but they never could quite wrap their mind around. So, and now all of a sudden, there's a piece of themselves, like, you know, people that garden do that. They'll start gardening and they'll start paying attention. And all of a sudden, it deepens and enriches their experience of themselves and of the world.
So it's not the sensation of having taken yourself to a new place. It's a sensation of having discovered an existing place within yourself.
It's like coming home.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my perception anyway. That's what's happened for me as I do more and more of this work and I meet more and more of my remarkable teachers. I just have this profound respect not only for them as people, but for the wisdom that they bring and the techniques, but also the something that passes from teacher to student that I think is like nourishment that we really need, especially in this day and age.
We're agreed, David, and thanks very much for talking with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
David Bruce Leonard is one of the organizers of a traditional earth medicine echo retreat and celebration of traditional cultures. Starts tomorrow in Pahoa on the Big Island, and you can learn more about it at hpr2.org.